Time now for your comments, corrections, and an update on a story we brought you yesterday. The subject? Zuzu pets, those little robotic hamsters that are one of the must-have toys of 2009. The issue? Claims made over the weekend that one model, the model known as Mr. Squiggles, is unsafe.
We reported that Good Guide, an online safety watchdog group, had found excessive levels of the potentially harmful heavy metal antimony while testing Mr. Squiggles. Well, here's the update. After examining the toy and reviewing independent testing reports, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that Mr. Squiggles does not violate federal safety standards, and Good Guide has issued a correction, saying that they should not have compared their results to federal standards.
We have our own correction to our Zuzu Pets reporting. Some of you heard us characterize antimony as a chemical. We were wrong. And Harry Saltzman, a classical musician from New York City, was one of many who let us know about it.
He writes, antimony is not, as your reporter kept repeating, a chemical. It is an element with the symbol SB and the atomic weight of 51. Element number 51. We've got it for future reference. It is right between tin and tellurium.
Well, a gold star for Mr. Saltzman. We had another problem with compositions yesterday, although not of the chemical kind. In our review of the complete Columbia collection of Miles Davis, we credited the trumpeter with writing Nefertiti. Nope, the actual composer was tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and you can hear him playing right along with Miles Davis on the recording.
We always enjoy hearing from you. We also always enjoy hearing Miles Davis. Send us your comments at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.